from Learfield on the Blue Raider Network. Live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. Welcome to Rick and Sal Live, presented by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. Also brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Deb Insel, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads. Sam's Sports Grill, home of Rick Insel Live, and the official post-game destination for Middle Tennessee fans. And by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. Welcome to Rick Insel Live. Email questions to radio at goblueraiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Palmer.
Thank you and welcome in to Rick Hensel Live for a Monday night here at Sam's Sports Grill. We are in the Stones River Mall as usual for a Monday night with the head coach of the Lady Raiders, Rick Hensel. We're going to be getting into our weekly headlines here in just a moment.
Make this positive.
But now first, Chip has a special announcement, so we're going to turn it over to him and let him get this done.
Well, right. you know, Mr. Palmer, about a year ago this time, we had a special night out here where Coach Insel was announced that he was going to go in the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. Got a little surprise for you tonight. I've got Pete Weber here, the voice of the Nashville Predators, and also a board member of the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame. He has a special announcement to make tonight.
Hey, Pete.
Thank you, Chip. Thank you, Coach.
Does he know how to wear this headset?
I've worn a few of these before.
Pete, you know Coach Insel.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now,
I listen to him all the time, Dick, even though I tell you I don't like hockey.
I want to know what you have planned for Saturday, May 5th.
I expect I've got a baseball broadcast, perhaps.
Well, somewhere nearby, I think we're going to do something else for you. On behalf of the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame, I'd like to tell you, on that night, you're going to be presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award for your work in this broadcast industry across this state. And I wanted to be the first to tell you and do it so here tonight. It was all determined at a knockdown, drag-out board meeting on Saturday, and you are going to get that honor.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Give this man a standing ovation.
I think what I'm going to say is I hope I live that long.
You are going to. I'll give you that guarantee. And number one, you survived working for Charles Oscar Finley. So I think you have already survived the most stringent of tests you probably possibly could have faced.
You know, I've got a few stories, but we're unfortunately unable to tell those on the air.
I understand.
Adolf Rupp, too. He's got Adolf Rupp stories.
We'll do them on a podcast at some point, Dick, but congratulations to you. Folks, Saturday, May 5th, and I would say that's Dick Palmer's lucky day. Have him pick your horse for the Kentucky Derby
Day.
That's where I'll be.
Yeah.
Pete, thank you very much.
Congratulations, my man. You're very fitting. I'm glad you're going to get this.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming down here, too.
Congratulations, Dick. Congratulations. Thank you, Pete. Thank you.
Well, I'm flabbergasted, Coach.
Well, you shouldn't be. It's well deserved.
I tell you,
should have been there 5 or 6 years ago, Pete, Dick. You know it?
Let's get into our let's get into our show now.
Your whole family out here, Dick. You know it? Wife, your sons,
Blue Raider
your sisters,
yep.
Your brother. Even got your brother-in-law sitting there.
I didn't know they were here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. I guess I'll get a big check, huh?
Now I hate to tell you, don't pay any more.
No, I think I'll pick up a big check. The weekly headlines are brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. Pick one up around town every Monday. Or log on to Murfreesboro.com, MurfreesboroPost.com. Now the headlines for today, Middle Tennessee notched its 875th win all time. That was in the North Texas game Thursday. And I don't know if you knew this, Coach, of the 349 Division I women's basketball teams, only 31 have won 875 or more. Of course, Tennessee is the all-time winningest program with 1,335. I think we got a couple of years, we were a couple of years later starting our program than most. So, you know, we would be closer than that.
Well, we've got one of the top programs in the country, and we've said that, and that just proves it right there. I mean, 31 programs have won. We've won only 31 programs have won more than us or as many as us. So, you know, we preach that in recruiting all the time, and I'd like to have that because we're going to send that out.
And I think that you are involved in well over 300 of those wins.
Well, we're not through yet. We need about 300 more. And then we might hang it up if Chris and Dr. McPhail let me stay around this long.
The Lady Raiders are back on the road for a short trip this week. I don't know about short going to Marshall, but that will be a Friday 5 o'clock game. And then we'll be back home to play Charlotte on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And both games will be televised on ESPN3. So if you can't make it to Marshall, you can watch the game.
Well, and just to show you the type of program we got, Chris is allowing us to charter up to Marshall to get back in Friday night because we got to get ready to play on TV Sunday against Charlotte at home.
That's correct.
And Sunday, we're having our first Next Level Club brunch. So our Next Level Club members, we need you there.
Okay, that's our headlines brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post. Now, most of you should have received some of these cards that says questions for coach. If you want to send a question up here, we'll be answering questions later in the show. Now, for each question, you get a chance at a drawing next week for another piece of luggage. You saw the one we gave away last week. So put your question or comment on this card, put your name on it, send it up here to the front desk or bring it up. One of the folks, Tony or Kayla, Richard will pick it up and bring it up here. You get a chance for a drawing, which we're going to have next week, for a nice piece of luggage. Now, we saved all of the questions from last week, and you folks that sent in questions last week.
So you'll be able to have two
right.
cards in,
right.
no more than two cards.
You'll still be eligible for the drawing next
Unless
week.
Unless you got a husband and wife here, then you got a chance to have four cards
in. There you
in.
Go, and you know who will get the suitcase. Now, questions, bring them on up, fill them out, bring them up. And we'll get to them later in the show.
And Dick, I need to tell you, Deb's not here tonight, but she told me to send her congratulations. The twins, this is their last game in junior high, so she's there with them tonight.
Well, that's the show to be there.
That's where she needs to be.
Yeah. Okay, very good. We're going to talk about Lady Raider basketball and what's going on coming up and what's going on in the past, and that'll be coming up right after we take our first break. And we'll be back with more Rick Ensel Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Where I come from, serving others just comes naturally.
Where I come from, your wealth has nothing to do with your bank account.
At Ascend Federal Credit Union, we know where you're coming from because we come from there too. We were born and raised in Middle Tennessee, and everything we do, from the products we offer to the advice we give, is designed to improve the lives of those who live here. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
So you'll never guess who we saw running in the park yesterday.
Who?
Marcus Mariota.
The quarterback?
Kevin asked if Marcus could train him.
Are you serious?
Yep, and after doing like 3 push-ups and some sprints, Kevin overdid it and ended up hurting himself.
No surprise there.
No.
At care.sthealth.com, you can schedule an appointment online, video chat with a medical professional, or find a walk-in care center near you. St. Thomas Health, part of Ascension.
Seniors looking for a new lease on life? The Crossings at Victory Station is the area's newest premier senior living community, opening in early 2018. Conveniently located on the west side of Murfreesboro, our community combines maintenance-free living with the modern conveniences that seniors want when looking for independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call 615-624-4035 to get your new lease on life or visit our website, thecrossingsatvictorystation.com.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
The home of the Blue Raiders, News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back in to Rick Hensel Live from Sam's Sports Grill on a Monday night. Dick Palmer along with the head coach.
Man, we got a crowd tonight, Dick.
We do.
We got a crowd. It's packed.
Great crowd.
They're sitting out on the patio.
And they can hear out there, too.
Probably, yeah.
The Tennessee Education Lottery is proud to have raised more than $4 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. Well, Coach, we had two games last week, both at home. Let's talk about the good news first and talk a little bit about the Thursday night game with North Texas, a game we were fortunate enough to win.
They were tough. They were tough. I'm telling you, they were quick. They were fundamentally sound, well coached, very athletic, knockdown shots. I thought our kids just gutted one out. I thought they played probably one of their best games they'd played this year. It was a crucial game for them. It was a crucial game for us. And we just gutted it out and won the game. I was really proud of our players. We didn't play our best game. And when you can not play your best game and win a game like that, that's big.
We didn't shoot well the first half. We were down 24-20 at halftime.
We were 4-15 from three at halftime, and we were 7-8 the second half from three.
Yep. And then second half overall, it looks like we were 11-16. You'll take that any night, won't you?
Well, if we'd have shot anywhere the first half, it wouldn't have been close. You know, a coach would never be satisfied, but I was really pleased that we gutted it out. Everybody made a play. We all made some mistakes, but everybody made a play to win us that basketball game. And we'll probably have to face North Texas somewhere down the road. So, I'm glad to get that out of the way, and I think they're going to be a factor in this race on down the stretch.
You know, back in the early days of Conference USA, you could look down the schedule and you could pick out some games that you almost knew we were going to win. And that North Texas was one of them.
But that's not the case now.
The league has kind of gravitated toward our success, I think. Us in Western Kentucky, maybe.
This is the best North Texas team I've played since I've been at Middle Tennessee. Those early teams were competitive, and we lost a game or two to them. But I think overall this is the best coach team that we played from North Texas, and I think they're going to be a factor. Like I said, I'm really impressed with them. They got one of the better kids in the conference, and that Bradley kid.
Now, talking about Bradley, I think Gabby Lyon guarded her most of the game, and she plays all over the floor. She's not a post player, but she can play inside. Well, I thought Gabby did a great job on her.
Probably the reason we won the game was Gabby. I mean, she defended her. She got 8 rebounds. I don't think Gabby scored, but maybe 3 points, or what'd she get?
She got 4.
4 points. You know. But she just defended her all over the floor. I was very pleased with her play. We wouldn't have won it without what she did. And then Bradley got her 10th point. She hit a 3 with the time running down. That didn't matter. We're up 10, and she threw one up, and it goes in. But to hold her to 7 points is major, major.
Came into the game averaging 18 points a game.
One of the best players in our conference. I think she was kind of second or third in the conference in scoring, too.
Well, with everything going on, I neglected to mention that our guest tonight on the portion where Tony will come in and interview one of our players will be Anna Jones, freshman from Jackson. Anna had a big game that night, led us in scoring with 15 points, hit some key shots.
Growing up.
Yep.
Every game's growing up, getting better, every single game. I'm telling you, she's a jewel. I'm really proud for her. She's a team player. no ego, plays hard, goes to the board, makes good passes. Footwork's got to improve, but it's better than what it was. Come from a good high school program, had a great coach in Tony Schutz. I'm just very, very happy to have her, and her to be part of the Lady Raider basketball program.
And Jess Laurel also had a great game shooting.
Jess is getting back. Yeah. She's getting back where she was. You know, I saw her in the gym this afternoon. I saw her in the gym the day before yesterday. She just needs to get in the gym more. She's a shooter. You know, she's been sick, but Jess is a winner. I mean, she came back out Saturday in that loss, and she made some plays early in the third quarter to help get us back in it.
No doubt.
But she got a little tired. She, like I said, she's been sick, but she's tough-minded. She's a grinder. She wants to win. She's not got an ego. She just wants to win. We win, and she gets 1-3, she's happy. And she's got to get 8-3, she's happy. You don't get many like that, and very proud to have her also.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more Rick Hensel Live coming to you from Sam's on a Monday night on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations. TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
K2 Agriculture and Turf is your Middle Tennessee farm equipment dealer and service center. As one of Tennessee's best Mahindra tractor dealers and with one of the largest inventories in Tennessee, they can provide you with the right size and type of equipment to fit your needs. So whether you are a full-time farmer, lawn care professional, weekend warrior, or you just need something to cut the grass around Mama's house, they have two convenient locations, one in Lebanon at 3828 Murfreesboro Road and one in Murfreesboro, or visit them online at k2agpro.com.
Marco's Pizza. Why is their pizza so good? It's the ingredients. Fresh dough made each and every day in their stores. Sauce made from vine-ripened tomatoes. A special blend of three fresh shredded cheeses and hearty, robust meats. Pizza. Fresh baked subs, wings, salads, cheesy bread, and center squares. Two locations in Murfreesboro and a brand new location in Smyrna, where you can bring your family to dine in. Order for pickup or delivery. By phone or online at marcos.com. Marco's Pizza. Pizza just got better.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Health is having the strength and passion to make your life more meaningful. At Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, we want to equip you with great health so nothing limits your dreams. 20 specialties, over 70 physicians, but one focused purpose. Your health. Convenient, caring, and here for you. Your health is our mission. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, mmclinic.com.
It's MTSU Sports on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back in to Rick Hensel Live, coming to you from Sam's on a Monday night. Folks, remember to get these questions in for the coach if you want to be eligible for the drawing next week. If you need a question card, stand up on top of the table and wave your hands, and somebody will get one to you. Mary Alice, you need to.
Kayla can pass them around. Kayla's around somewhere, I know.
Get your hubby to fill one of those out, too. All right, the Lee Company, one of our fine sponsors, with the best home services in town for your heating air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs, Lee Company is the team to call at 867-1000 or leecompany.com. Well, Coach, we've got that Saturday game to talk about. I don't know how much you want to talk about
it. That's all right, Dick. This is not my first rodeo.
I understand that. Southern Mississippi came in. They led us by 6 at the half. We played behind the whole second half. Finally got to within 2 points with, 2 or 3 minutes to play. And then down the stretch, they took it home.
They deserved a win. They played harder. They played smarter. They went and rebounded the basketball. And that's the way athletics is supposed to be. And so, you know, Richard, you might want to pass some of those out. But, you know, Joey Lee does a great job. She gets her teams ready for conference play. And that's what she's done. And, you know, you got to take your hat off to it. But there's a lot of basketball to be played. We still got a very good basketball team. We just got to get everybody on the same page at the same time. And when we do, we're going to be pretty good. Maybe as good as anybody in the conference. But, you know, we've got the AJ. It was her second or third game back. And so, you know, she's doing all she can do. But, you know, I was disappointed in the loss. But I was also excited about a few things I saw. Again, I thought Anna stepped up. I thought Katie had a pretty good floor game. AJ is getting things back. Late, Becca knocked down a couple of threes. You know, we didn't play real good defense either. We were on our heels. And the one category or one statistic that jumps out at you is they out-rebounded us, 40-something, 42 to 25.
Yep.
You're not going to win championship caliber games, and that's what that was when you get out rebounded. Well, how do you get out rebounded? They wanted the basketball worse than we wanted the ball. They sent 3 and 4 people to the glass. We had 1, sometimes 2 there. And you know the everything was in their favor. And Joey Lee did a great job. Her kids did a great job, and you know, I tip my hat to them.
Very quick to the ball. They had the little point guard with 13 rebounds. Hardly ever see that.
Well, that, and she had 20-something points, too, didn't she?
20 points, 13 rebounds.
You know, she had a big game. She had a big game. And she's been playing better. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, she'll get my vote for all conference, to be honest with you, to come into Murphy Center, play like she played in front of our crowd, and hand us the loss. That's big.
Could you tell the difference between A.J. Thursday and A.J. Saturday?
Absolutely.
I thought she was much better. Yeah.
She's going to get better every game.
Yep.
You know, A.J.'s a competitor, and she wants to win. And she'll even border on hurting herself again if she's not careful to win basketball games. And that's one of the things I've been preaching to her about. Don't try to do too much. If you get tired, let us know. I'm letting her and Gabby and Becca kind of substitute themselves in and out. But now I'm going to be honest with you. I thought today we had a heck of a practice. Donna Davis had a heck of a practice today.
That's what my brother told me.
I thought Kara Meadows had a heck of a practice today. I was very excited when I left the gym. Now, if I can get some consistency there, and, you know, that's what I'm looking for, where I can trust him. And you learn to trust your players in practice. You don't put them in a game and when they hadn't been practicing well. And that's the way I've always coached, and that's the way I'm going to continue to coach. If you want to play in time, you come practice every day. Impress me, get me where I can trust you, then I'll put you in the game.
Yeah, and you know, you've got to put what you learn in practice into the game when you get in there.
We've got some good young players that's learning every single day. And, you know, you get people say things to me, and, you know, the people that I lean on and I kind of shoot my thoughts off is my assistant coaches. That's why I hired them. And I got 4 good ones. And, you know, we talk every morning about our basketball team, about the practice, about what we want to do that day, what our emphasis is, what player do we want to see step up. And, you know, that's how we go into every single day. We meet every morning when I get there. And so we've got a good crew. We've got everything that you need. Here to be successful, not only on the playing court, but in life.
You know,
very many times does a university have anywhere across the country that your president will come by practice and spend the whole practice with you, him and his wife. And then after practice, when the kids are out there shooting, he's out there shooting with them. And you don't see that.
Yeah, and he is so busy and travels so much, but they were at the ball game Saturday.
Oh, you know, he loves women's basketball. Him and Chris both were very, very lucky that we've got leadership that we got that places an emphasis on the women's games. Not only women's basketball, but soccer, volleyball, softball. You come right down the line. And they want all those programs to succeed. Not very many places have that.
No, you're correct.
I'm telling you, one of the things that Pat Summitt told me early on in my career was no matter how well she did at Tennessee, she was still third on the totem pole. It was football, men's basketball, then women's basketball. And she had won all those national championships. And the respect that there was between her and Coach Fulmer, and now Coach Fulmer is the AD there. Right. You got someone there that respects women's basketball at the University of Tennessee now. So you're going to see that grow too.
Yeah, and she would come out and support other sports in person.
Oh, you know, and I've heard from some of the insiders up there that Coach has been in a lot of the games, Coach Fulmer. And, of course, me and Coach have been good friends for years. When he was a line coach at the University of Tennessee and I was a girls' basketball coach at Shelbyville and they had their big orange tour, they put me and him at the back of the golf tournament because they didn't want anything to do with the line coach, and it didn't want anything to do with the girls' basketball coach.
I heard about that.
So we became good friends right there for two or three years.
Okay.
There's Natalie.
Yeah, Natalie's
here. Hey, Natalie.
Why are you up there? Talk a little bit about our show sponsor, Ascend Federal Credit Union.
We appreciate them. I'm telling you, we appreciate what they do for us. And what to do for the university, what to do for our students, and they're supportive of our radio shows. I mean, goodness gracious alive.
It's Natalie Hughes, and you've got your little cue card with you. What do you want to talk? You want to talk about scholarships first? Or?
Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations. I was walking through the door, and I heard the announcement that they are going to induct you into the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is, yes.
It's a long time coming, Natalie.
I tell you what, I hear a part. I think we need to plan a big blowout party.
Uh-oh. That'd be right down his alley.
Oh, I know.
Thank you, Coach.
But congratulations.
Thank you, Natalie.
Stick. I'm so proud of you and that they're going to recognize you.
Glad to have you back, by the way.
Well, thank you so much.
You got iced in last week, didn't you?
I did. I sure did. Yes, yes. But we are right in the throes of our Ascend Scholarship promotion. We give away 12 $1,000 scholarships each and every year. And we encourage people to go and complete their online application before February 15th. And that will allow them to receive a $10 deposit and a chance to win a laptop.
Okay.
And they can go to ascendfcu.org and take advantage of this possible $1,000 scholarship.
That's wonderful. And they still have until March the 1st to get their application in.
That is correct.
But it would be better if they did it early.
That is correct. And something else I want to highlight is we have the MTSU debit card. So we are encouraging all staff, student, faculty, and just our community to go in and request an MTSU debit card. And starting in February, we are going to be having a promotion surrounding that MTSU debit card. But you got to have your MTSU debit card to be part of that promotion.
Okay, we'll hear more about
And you're right off campus at the facility right there at East Main and Rutherford. I mean, you can walk there.
2316 East Main Street.
All right, very good.
All
Natalie,
right.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Matt.
Congratulations, Dick.
Thank you. Natalie Hughes from
Thank
the Ascend Federal Credit Union. And we're going to take a break now. Coming up next, Coach, we're going to have Tony Stinnett sliding in here and Anna Jones.
You better get back and shake your family's hands, what you better do.
Anna Jones will be taking your mic, and you'll be able to hear from the freshman from Jackson, Tennessee. That'll be coming up on our next segment as you listen to Rick Ensel Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who'll be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at the place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, State Farm agent Deb Insel, at 931-684-5274.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're watching with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help block your hunger and give you energy. So pick up some bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a slam dunk.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices, at Kroger.
Advance your career as you advance your education. Earn your master's or doctorate degree from Middle Tennessee State University. Our programs are designed for working professionals to develop practical and applicable skills. Some programs are offered partially or completely online for increased convenience. With over 100 programs to choose from, find the program to help you reach your goals. For more information, visit mtsu.edu/graduate. That's mtsu.edu/graduate.
It's no picnic being a home heating unit. We work like a dog 24-7.
Yeah, yeah.
Woof, woof. Oh, you try it, smart guy. No breaks, no lunch, not even health insurance. And if I don't get help, I might die.
Call Roscoe Brown Heating and Air for repair and replacement.
I'm taking a nap.
You get honest estimates, plus punctual friendly service. Find them at RoscoeBrown.com and give them a call.
Wake me when they get here.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Sam's Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro for more Rick Insel Live powered by Learfield. Time now for the player interview segment of tonight's show. And tonight's guest is freshman guard Anna Jones, a 6'1 star out of Jackson, Tennessee. And I guess, first of all, Anna, just like last week, we wanted to give Judonna an opportunity to give a shout-out to her people that may be watching. And we are not only on the radio but live on Facebook. So if you do have people watching and like to say hello to them, now is your opportunity.
Okay. Hey to my mom and dad and both sets of grandparents and the rest of my family watching. Can't wait to see you guys again on Sunday.
Well, Anna, I know they've got to be very proud, not only of the way you've played lately, but probably of your whole career, you know, because they've seen it all unfold. But certainly of late, Blue Raider fans have just seen you kind of take off and blossom. And what I wanted to ask you, the last four games, you're averaging 17 points, right at four and a half rebounds a game, about three assists a game, shooting almost 60% from the field and 58% from three. And you're getting up a high volume of shots. So the point I wanted to make is, you know, you've been getting shots and playing time all year. What has kind of changed here lately where, you know, you're shooting a high percentage, you're scoring in double figures and really being a factor?
Recently, Coach Insel decided to take me out of the point guard position because I was helping run the points some at the beginning. And I think just being able to play the two and the three is more natural for me, and I'm a lot more comfortable there. And so I think that just helped me because he wanted me to focus on working on defense and knocking down shots. And so I think that's helped me a lot, just be more comfortable within the offense and be able to produce.
Well, Anna, you know, those Lady Raider fans who have really followed you from the time you had signed or actually committed here to now, you know, they know what a prolific scorer you were in high school. But for those of casual fans we have that may not know some of your numbers, almost 2,800 points in high school, 2,794 to be exact, one of the all-time leading scorers ever out of West Tennessee. And people who have followed high school basketball in this state know of the players that have come out of that area. Not only that, but All-State, every year you played, a three-time Miss Basketball. So did you kind of feel like coming in here, not that you would have all this playing time, but with the success you had in high school, did you feel like, given an opportunity, you might be able to step in and do some of the things you've done?
Well, coming in, I really did not know what to expect. And, I mean, I knew I was going to have to work really hard to, you know, try to even get in the lineup because we already have, you know, a lot of really strong guards. But just in high school from, like, my freshman and sophomore year, we had a lot of injuries. So I had to step up and take over a leadership role. So I knew that I was capable of doing it, but I just had to, you know, just work my way in and just try to take advantage of all the opportunities that I was given.
Well, you know, you mentioned some of those strong guards that you're able to play with and some of them upperclassmen that you've been able to learn from. But can you talk a little bit about that and what it's meant to have, you know, Abby Sissom, Jess Loro, Katie Collier, some of those girls there that are juniors and seniors to kind of show you the way?
Yes, they have been so helpful for me in this transition, just learning the offense and the system that we run. And just like it seems like every single possession in practice or even in the games, you know, one of them is coming over to me, just either pat me on the back, telling me something I can do better or something that would just help me in different ways. And just I think that's been probably the most helpful thing for me during in this transition. It's just having them just constantly being encouraging and helping me get better.
Well, going back to some of your roots back in Jackson and such, your parents, you know, very supportive, obviously, coming to see you play and all, but both of them were, I guess, quite the athlete in college as well, both played at Lambeth over in West Tennessee, and your dad, Brandon, and Renee, I guess Brandon was a two-star athlete, baseball and basketball, and God, we all know how tough that is to do with those seasons overlapping. And then your mom being a really outstanding women's basketball player there at Lambeth. How much have they helped in your development, you know, or having parents that grew up in athletics and know the demands that go with that? How much have they helped you? And do you, you know, rely on them much for advice or information? Or does that come up? Or maybe backyard games where your mom taught you everything, you know, or something like that?
Well, they always say that I learned everything from my mom, but they've both been really helpful just because they've been there and they understand, like, some of the things that we're going through, like the ups and the downs. And so they just try to help me keep a positive mindset and just, you know, you have to go in every day with a fresh mindset and just work hard.
How helpful has that been, you know, to kind of have parents who have been through it? Not everyone's parents were, you know, college athletes or whatever, but when times may be a little tough or whatever on the road or home or whatever it may be, how helpful is it to have parents who have kind of, you know, been through that to call and get advice or to lean on?
It has been so helpful for me just because, I mean, I know they'll tell me straight up when I'm doing something wrong, but, you know, they're also or they'll be my biggest critic and my biggest fan.
Yeah.
And so that's just super helpful knowing and that they will just, like, be there no matter what. But, you know, they're also going to tell me when I'm really messing up. So.
Well, you know, another thing I wanted to ask you, I don't think sometimes that people realize, but this time a year ago, as we're approaching February, you're getting ready for district tournaments, region, you know, and then hopefully the state, which, of course, you got to play in throughout your career. But, you know, a year ago, you're getting ready for the district tournament. A year later, you're playing Division I women's basketball, you know, at a very high level. Can you talk about that transition and how this year, you know, which is far from over, but just how it's went for you, you know, in a short period of time?
It's been a very big transition, and, you know, you don't realize it until you're in this position, like, what the differences will be. But just like the intensity and the speed of everything has been an adjustment. And it's just like you have to bring it every day. And that's something that I probably didn't do the best at in high school. And you have to work hard on both ends of the court. And that's another thing that I thought I was playing defense in high school, but when I realized when I got here, I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, but the mindset, you know, is still the same. Like, you know, we're going to go out and we're going to try to win every game that we can. And just we're still going to try to win that conference championship.
All right, Anna. Well, certainly you have a good base of teammates to work with there. And I think, you know, the future is extremely bright with you and your freshman teammates and Kara Meadows and Jadonna Davis and a good group there. But certainly you've been able to get your feet wet this year and a very, very big part of what the Lady Raiders are doing. So I believe the sky is the limit for you, and you certainly got off to a good start. So congratulations to that, and I know already you're becoming a fan favorite. So look forward to 3.5 more great years from you.
Yes, can't wait.
All right, folks, thanks a lot for that part of the show, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of Rick Ensel Live, powered by Learfield.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high-quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
I want a credit card that makes me feel good about using it, not guilty.
I want a credit card that is simple to understand.
That's why we designed the Ascend Visa Platinum Rewards Card with a low fixed rate, no balance transfer fee, and 1% cash back on qualified purchases.
I want a credit card with cash back so I save every time I spend.
Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Learn more at ascendfcu.org. 1% foreign transaction fee applies. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
You're focused on the trail ahead, getting stronger with every bead of sweat that drips from your brow. You worked hard, and now it's time to celebrate. Crack open a Steel Barrel beer and ease into twilight as you share stories around the fire. Steel Barrel is the everyday honest beer with a refreshing, straightforward flavor, brewed in Middle Tennessee for people who work hard and play harder. So go ahead and let them sleep. At the top, we celebrate with Steel Barrel, crushable beer for the steel life. Learn more at steelbarrel.net.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit LeeCompany.com.
Once you try Green, everything you need is at your fingertips. On trygreenequipment.com, you can do most anything right from your smartphone. Shop John Deere equipment, get product details, schedule service, view parts specials, and best of all, you can request a quote quickly and easily. Plus, be sure to check out our surprisingly low monthly payments on John Deere compact and utility tractors going on right now. You'll save time, money, and more. And how smart is that? Visit trygreenequipment.com today.
MTSU Sports on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back in to Rick Ensel Live here from Sam's Sports Grill in the Stones River Mall. And speaking of the Stones River Mall, they've got more than 60 stores and restaurants. They're Murfreesboro shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports. Then enjoy a great meal right here at Sam's Sports Grill. Follow Stones River Mall on Instagram and Facebook for event and sale information. And speaking of Facebook, we're live on Facebook again.
We got a heck of a crowd. We got 250, 300 people here tonight.
Great crowd, and we appreciate
one of the biggest crowds I've seen here.
Jessica Watts coming out. She is taking care of the feed on Facebook. And
that tells you a little bit about also the program that we got. You have a coach's show, my show and Kermit's show together. You got close to 300 people coming out to a coach's show. That's more than we get at home games for other programs when we go there.
Oh, no doubt about that.
So that gives you, you know, we recruit to this. This is the way it should be. This is what it's all about.
And you can take the number of hits we get on Facebook and probably multiply that by 10, and you got a radio audience there.
Tony said we had 7,000, 8,000 hits last week, I believe, on this.
Yeah.
Maybe 10,000, he said. So, you know, we're growing there, too, and that's the thanks to our sponsors.
Okay, let's go into some questions from our audience, Coach, and see what the people are thinking about and what they want to ask you.
Ron Cooper said, never give up. Success will come. I ain't giving up. I can tell you right now, and the players are not either. I can tell you that. We had a good practice today, and we're going to continue to come in every day and work on fundamentals and just get better. And that's what it's all about. How do we get a Friday night game and a home game on Sunday? That came about because of some problems we had with Marshall, and they just said, you're not going to play on Thursday night. We're going to play on Friday night. And they call the shots on their home games, and so that's what we're doing. But the administration that I've got here said, okay, then we'll charter you up, charter you back. So Friday night, we'll be going up in a charter and coming back Friday night. So I think we'll go up Thursday night and then come back Friday night. The kids will be back home by 9 o'clock, 9:30. We'll get ready for Charlotte on Saturday.
That's great. That'll be the five-hour bus ride, won't it?
Oh, 5 hours. Last time we went up there, 2 years ago, went up there, it was
12,
about a 12-hour bus ride.
Yep.
All that snow and ice. How do you like the new schedule? I don't like it. I can assure you there's going to be some changes, and Chris is going to take care of that also when we have our meeting in the spring. So I don't like it. Gary Garrett, is the offense or the defense the best today? I'd have to say our defense is better, but our offense will get there. I like our players. They'll get there. We just got to get everybody on the same page. We haven't done that yet. And when we do, I think you'll see a lot of change. We need to be averaging 75, 76 points a game. And we got 10 games left in the season, so let's make that a goal and shoot for that. Why are they letting the clock run out of time? Not like them. You are absolutely right, Ms. Garrett. We work on that every day, and we're going to keep working on it. We'll get better. May I be the coach for one quarter? This is Mary Alice. She's sitting over. She can't hear, but no, Mary Alice, you can't. And then she said, seriously, you know, we'll win a conference championship, and I know they'll be there to watch us and the men play.
There you go.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl? I'd say New England. I like Brady. I like Belichick. And Belichick, you know, was one of Coach Shipp's good friends.
Exactly.
I think they're going to win, and I'm for them. I don't really know that much about the other team, but I know about the Patriots. They're winners, and I like winners. T-Bone, sometimes we rebound extremely well after times, and sometimes we don't. Is this primarily the way we don't position ourselves, or should we get better position? We're on our way to eventually as good as always, getting better, keep up the good work, and be positive as usual.
T-Bone is the eternal optimist.
I appreciate T-Bone, I tell you. Again, we're capable of running the ball and you know, just a very positive attitude. How's recruiting going? We're very, very happy with recruiting. We got a great class coming in, and we're on top of some other good recruits. Kim's going tomorrow night to East Tennessee. Shalon's going Saturday to above Lexington, Kentucky. And Tom's out all the time. I mean, we're on top of it. Kim's recruiting right now here as we sit in the Sams. Will Kyla be able to play this year, or will she be redshirted? I think we'll know something at the end of the month. We miss her, I'll tell you. If you just look at what she did at University of North Carolina at Asheville,
right.
She goes out and just dominates the game. She gets 24 points. She comes in and gets hurt early in the Ole Miss game. And, you know, we haven't had her since then. So, you know, She was just ready to take off.
She's an athlete.
Oh, long, lanky, wants to win. Doesn't have a shot that I like, but it goes in, so I'm not going to mess with it.
All right.
But, I'm proud to have her. I can tell you that right now.
We'll take our final break, and we'll be back to close it out with the head coach of the Lady Raiders right after this, the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
When you play the new Multiplier Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery, there's a chance you could win more cash than you expected. In fact, with Multiplier Games, you could turn $1,000 into $10,000, $5,000 into $250,000, or you could even turn $10,000 into a whopping $2 million. So pick up a Multiplier Instant Game today, and you could just watch the cash fall into place. Multiplier Games, new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
News Radio WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Final time to Rick Hensel Live, coming to you from Sam's tonight. I'd like to remind you to experience the Avenue with over 95 stores and restaurants, including BJ's Restaurant and Brew House, Lizard Ticket, Forever 21, and more. Well, we've got our work cut out for us now. We've got a road game on Friday, a home game on Sunday. Not a lot of time in between. We've talked about the reason for that, but the Marshall team hasn't had that much success this year, but you know, everybody's dangerous
hungry.
At home.
They're hungry and desperate, and that's a dangerous situation, and you know, we've been in it before, and we'll have to go into Marshall with that type of attitude because we've got to be more desperate than they are if we plan on doing anything in the postseason, and we're getting down to where the door is getting ready to shut, so we got to be ready.
And Charlotte coming now. Charlotte's beaten some people this year.
Yeah, Charlotte's got a good team. They're well coached. Kara does a great job, always has. Travis is up there, you know. I like beating Travis better than anybody. And
He'll be in town.
But I love him. I love Travis. He's a good guy. And he has passion for the women's game. I like that.
Yeah. Well, Coach, you've got just a few days to get ready to go to Marshall. What's going to be your key in practice, say, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Well, it's all about us. It's not about Marshall. It's about us. You know, we got to look inside of ourselves, and we got to play like we're capable of playing. And we're not there yet, and that's what we got to do. We got to continue to work on our defense. We got to continue to get a little continuity and a little chemistry on our offensive sets. We got to continue to work some of our younger players and hopefully get them into the game and get them into the mix. And, you know, that's what we did today, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And we'll make strides. I don't know if we'll make them quick enough, but let's hope that we do.
Yeah. You've been working a little bit more lately on your press and used it some on the road in Texas last week with some success. You going to keep working on that?
Absolutely. We got to work on our press, and we got to get – you never know when you're going to need it. I thought we got a – Saturday we got a couple of turnovers in it late. Maybe we should have pressed a little earlier, but you know, putting the press on, taking it off usually works better. But we'll continue to do that too.
Yeah, and played a little 2-3 zone on Saturday too.
Didn't like that. Didn't do too good a job. Gave up a couple of easy baskets. But I guess that comes when you don't play a lot of zone. But at times it works for you, and you're just taking a gamble.
Well, In playing a zone, you basically have to use your man-to-man principles, don't you?
I like pressuring the ball in a zone. A lot of people don't. They like playing the lanes, right, or the gaps, what they call them. I like pressuring the ball to keep them from looking and picking you apart inside. Saturday, I think that's what happened. We missed a drag girl. They picked up. She hit it. And then we missed a kid inside. We matched up with the wrong person. They got another easy basket. And that was two big baskets that we could have prevented probably. But we're learning, and hopefully we don't make that same mistake.
All right. Look at the conference standings just a little bit here. You've got a three-way tie with UAB, Rice, and Western, and then kind of a logjam between the rest of the teams.
Well, you know, we've still got to play FAU and FIU and La Tech, and they're right there above us. We've got to win over UTEP, and then we got to play Rice. Rice is sitting there 4-1, so you know, we're still in this thing. We just got to take care of business, take care of ourselves.
Got another game with Western and another game with UAB coming up, too.
Yeah, I'll enjoy that, I promise you.
That UAB game will be on the road, and we have played pretty well down there. Beat them down there last year.
I don't think we've lost there. I don't know that I've ever lost there, except maybe my first year here. That was 13 years ago, but we've won just about every game there since then. The only times they've beaten us at our place. They beat us two times at our place.
Right. Well, we don't lose many at home. We did lose that one Saturday, but we'll get that straightened out. And what we got?
We've been there before. We've been there before. It's not, you know, you've been in this thing 42 years. You know, you gotta get over that and get on to the next game. And that's what we got to do. It's what our players have got to do.
As great as your high school teams were at Shelbyville, you even had lapses down there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was one year there where we had to fly about 500 miles to get our first win. We went 0-11. But we came back and had a chance to get in the state that year. And then those kids grew up and won a couple of state championships. So that's what happens when you play good competition. You get mentally tough.
Well, I noticed, and one of your former players told me this one time, she said, everybody in school loved snow days but the basketball players, and we hated them. Now, why would that be, Coach?
That's when the pizza man showed up, because we practiced about 8 hours, Dick. That's why. You didn't have any rules. And I had coaches that had four-wheel drive trucks, and I had a four-wheel drive truck. So we took them, we went and got them, brought them to the gym and fed them, and then took them home.
All right. That answers that question for you. That's my question for the coach tonight. Coach, enjoyed the show.
Congratulations again, Dick.
Thank you.
Very well deserved. Very well deserved.
Appreciate that.
Proud to be part of a Hall of Fame's career.
Hey, you got more than I do.
Yeah.
Hey, join us again next Monday night here at Sam's for Rick Hensel Live, and we'll see you in the arena on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock with Charlotte. Until then, for the coach, this is Dick Palmer, and that's Rick Hensel Live from Learfield.
From Learfield on the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. This has been Rick Hensel Live, presented by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. Also brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Deb Hensel, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, Sam's Sports Grill, home of Rick Hensel Live, and the official post-game destination for Middle Tennessee fans. And by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.